With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. State officials say Montana's unemployment rate held at 3.3% in September, the same 10-year low recorded in August. Total employment gained more than 200 jobs. The number of people employed and seeking work also grew. Payroll employment itself held by 1,300 jobs in September. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is seeking public comment over the next month on the mitigation of Coldstrip groundwater contamination. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The state has determined that units 3 and 4 of the coal-fired power plant in Coldstrip are connected to leaking ash ponds that caused groundwater pollution. Under state law, DEQ requires owner Talon Energy to provide a remedy. Earlier this month, DEQ opened public comment on the latest cleanup evaluation report. Talon proposes a system to capture contaminated groundwater and flush out contaminants. The company is estimating a cost of around $111 million, according to DEQ project manager Sarah Edinburgh. She says this remedy won't necessarily change how Coldstrip operates moving forward. What will is a 2016 settlement requiring Talon to switch to dry stack storage by 2022.
That's not part of the remedy. It'll help the remedy because they won't be storing wet ash there anymore as of then. So it's kind of separate, but that is a pretty big operational change at that area.
The Department of Environmental Quality is taking public comment on the remediation report until November 22nd. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A federal lawsuit challenging how the FBI handled a Crow's Man death will go to trial after a decade-long fight in court. Olivia Rheingold of Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
Over a decade ago, Earlene Cole and her husband Cletus filed a case against the Federal Bureau of Investigations and others on behalf of their son, Stephen Bear Crane. Bear Crane, a Crow tribal member, was shot and killed by a white man on the Crow Reservation almost 15 years ago. The FBI determined he was killed in an act of self-defense, but his family maintains he was murdered. In courtrooms across the country, from the 9th U.S. Circuit Appeals Court in Seattle to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Cole family has argued that their son's death was mishandled because of racism towards Native Americans. Until this Thursday, Cole says she hasn't been able to address those claims. That's when U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon denied the FBI's request for summary judgment. Now the case will go to a bench trial that Haddon will oversee. Bear Crane's mother, Cole.
My first words was, praise be to God. This is what we've been praying for all these years. Over a decade we've been in court trying to get justice for Stephen.
Bear Crane's family is arguing that they're entitled to victims' benefits because the FBI misclassified the shooting. The parties will appear before Judge Haddon early next month to determine the schedule of the trial. Until then, Cole says this is the closest to justice she's ever felt. The Department of Justice says it doesn't have a comment. For Yellowstone Public Radio, I'm Olivia Rheingold.
Olivia Rheingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's report for America Corps member. A man who pled guilty to strangling a 31-year-old woman to death on the Rocky Boy Indian Reservation has been sentenced to 21 years in prison. Yesterday's sentencing of 35-year-old Gavin Tyrone Sutherland comes about a year after his indictment in the July 2018 killing of Shannon Litch Morset. The two had been drinking and arguing over money. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Sutherland pleaded guilty as part of an agreement with prosecutors. Montana wildlife officials approved permanent fishing restrictions to protect the animals during increased water temperatures. Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported yesterday that the Fish and Wildlife Commission approved permanent hoot howl restrictions as part of its routine regulation updates. Officials say the restrictions have been temporarily ordered for rivers when temperatures surpass 73 degrees. Wildlife officials say public comment revealed a more permanent solution was needed after fishery workers confirmed continued operations during the restriction period. The regulation is scheduled daily from July 15th to August 15th each year along parts of the Madison River, but could be lifted if conditions allow. Restrictions were set from July 1st to August 31st last year. Some anglers say restrictions should stay the same or not exist. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to name a Montana post office building in honor of Jeanette Rankin. Yesterday, the Missoulian reported that the approval came Wednesday to rename the building after the Missoula-born Republican, known as the first woman to hold federal office in the United States. Officials say the bill was introduced to both the House and Senate in March. Rankin was elected to Congress in 1916 and reelected in 1940. Officials say she secured the right to vote for women in Montana in 1914, 6 years before the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote nationwide. A federal lawsuit challenging how the FBI handled a Crow's Man death will go to trial after a decade-long fight in court. Olivia Rheingold of Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
Over a decade ago, Earlene Cole and her husband Cletus filed a case against the Federal Bureau of Investigations and others on behalf of their son, Stephen Bear Crane. Bear Crane, a Crow tribal member, was shot and killed by a white man on the Crow Reservation almost 15 years ago. The FBI determined he was killed in an act of self-defense, but his family maintains he was murdered. In courtrooms across the country, from the 9th U.S. Circuit Appeals Court in Seattle to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Cole family has argued that their son's death was mishandled because of racism towards Native Americans. Until this Thursday, Cole says she hasn't been able to address those claims. That's when U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon denied the FBI's request for summary judgment. Now the case will go to a bench trial that Haddon will oversee. Bear Crane's mother, Cole.
My first words was, praise be to God. This is what we've been praying for all these years. Over a decade, we've been in court trying to get justice for Stephen.
Bear Crane's family is arguing that they're entitled to victims' benefits because the FBI misclassified the shooting. The parties will appear before Judge Haddon early next month to determine the schedule of the trial. Until then, Cole says this is the closest to justice she's ever felt. The Department of Justice says it doesn't have a comment. For Yellowstone Public Radio, I'm Olivia Rheingold.
Olivia Rheingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Corps member. A man convicted of first-degree murder in the death of a nephew of Senator John Tester has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. 25-year-old John A. Radovich was sentenced on Friday for the slaying of Robert Tester, who was stabbed with a sword and beaten to death on September 5, 2016, at his home in Washington State. Sophia Stewart-Rossi, Montana Public Radio.